That music also means it's a Tech Tuesday. It's a Tree Time Trend Tuesday. It's a Tech Tuesday.
It's a giving Tuesday.
My God, all the Tuesdays. And yeah. Now for our Tech Tuesday report.
Tuesday Weld is our guest, Wendy.
Is she still alive?
Yes.
She is so beautiful.
Yes.
I believe she's on the cover of Matthew Sweet's album, Girlfriend.
I think you're right.
I could be wrong.
Very nice.
All right.
Welcome back.
Bridget Carey, CNET Senior Editor. How are you, Bridget?
I'm still recovering from Cyber Monday or Cyber Week or whatever we're calling it now because it's still going on.
Bridget, I read that America spent 30 bazillion gazillion dollars on this. Is this true?
If bazillion gazillion, you mean 7.9 billion.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
We have surpassed our records and even surpassed what they expected the record to be, basically up roughly 20% from last year.
Wow.
In terms of spending.
Amazon
never likes to dish out how much money it makes, but it says it was the biggest shopping day ever with how many items sold. So people bought over 180 million products the 5 days, starting with Thanksgiving all the way through Monday. But people are still, like, I'm still getting things in my inbox about how, like, oh, Cyber Monday, some deal's still there. And there still will be deals. There's still going to be little extra bundles or free shipping every now and again until the holidays, as there always is.
All right, this is where I fell for it, and I'm embarrassed to admit it. My son Dylan is turning sweet 16 on the 13th. He wanted a little record player. You go to Amazon, and it says it's 50% off.
Right.
It's only $60, and he kept saying, Mom, order it early because it's going to go back up in price. I fell for it. I ordered it. Would it have gone back up? Probably not.
Maybe if it went down, it would not be maybe as down. I feel like your deals are the best this past weekend, but some things that were on sale that quickly went out of stock still had somewhat of a sale, but not as good. So you did the right thing. I don't think if you knew it was something you had to get, that was the time to shop, right? For things, you know, what people get suckered for is things that maybe they didn't think they ever wanted, but they're like, hey, but it's $40 off. I'm like, well, are you ever going to use it, though?
Nope.
So that's what people get taken. Right now, if you look at the data from Adobe, they say some of the biggest things sold were the Nintendo Switch, the game console, video game Red Dead Redemption 2, LG TVs, drones, for real pets. It's a hot little toy there.
What is that? Maybe we could get this for Bill since he doesn't like real pets.
What is it?
They are really on the toddler side, I would say, of toys.
That's fine.
Right, that's
perfect. Even more reason to buy one.
They are these little creatures that Hasbro makes. They look like actual little dogs, and they're like robots that come to life. You know, so when you pet them, they make
robot
like
dog.
One of them. The hot one this year is named For Real Ricky. He's a trick pup, and he eats and then poos.
Yeah.
So now robots.
Does he eat it like my dog does now that it's frozen in the yard? I swear, poopsicles are very popular in our backyard. I'd do better with a for real pet.
Yeah.
All right. They're on the same page, yeah.
Do you remember they had that doll that you would feed it and then it would wet its diaper?
Yeah. That was great.
I mean, why do we need to know that much? You don't practice being a parent with a doll that pees.
Nah, I don't know.
All right. And you talked about bots. There are Grinch bots out there trying to ruin your holiday, Bill.
What?
Yeah, it's scary stuff. Okay, so there are programmers who are creating these, they call them bots, but just automated programs that are going and buying all your favorite holiday gifts and getting them out of stock in seconds so they can go scalp them and sell them on eBay for more money. They call them, they're being nicknamed Grinch bots. And there's a bunch of Democratic lawmakers right now that got this proposal in the House calling the Stop Grinch Bots Act. And they're saying, you know, it's, you know, they're kind of trying to stop this whole you know, system of like going and, oh, if the Nintendo system is hot, let's buy them all up and resell them later. But apparently it's just too fast for anyone to keep up. This was something that was not just done with toys or hot holiday items. It was done in the past with concert tickets or sneakers or other collectible things, you know. But now, you know, now people are kind of realizing this is widespread in all sorts of, you know, aspects of shopping online.
I do remember years and years ago when Cabbage Patch Kids were the hottest toy in the world, people would do that. They'd find a place that just got a shipment, they'd buy 20 or 30 of them and turn around and make a huge profit.
Well, now there's bots who could do hundreds. So it's even more unfair.
Okay. Awful. Now, first of all, Bill is referring to himself and my husband.
It was your husband and I opened up a business.
Well, my husband collects Star Wars action figures, and Bill collects toys. Yeah. Now, tell me you didn't have a relationship with some of the people at Toys R Us.
I knew some people who work behind the scenes.
A plethora. You'd buy, like, tons of stuff.
No, I never did. I couldn't do that.
All right, because now this is...
One.
You know, if you go online to like GameStop or Best Buy, they have, you know, limit
special
two
deals.
Or whatever.
Right.
But what you're saying, Bridget, is that people can bypass this and go from different accounts and different computers and bypass that limit?
Yeah. What really these online stores need to put more coding in to make those limits harder, you know, for the bots. So what they'll do is they'll bypass it by acting so fast they can act like several different people who have there's a limit of five, but maybe really quickly there'll be five different people, and that's the problem. So it quickly sells out before any of us get a chance to grab it. I mean, I remember my mom stood in line for Power Rangers at KB Toys, and
that's where I met your mom for the first time.
Don't bring her mom into
this. She's a nice lady, Wendy. Stop it.
But now you have to camp out on your computer and hope a Grinch bot doesn't steal your place in line. You know, so hopefully they'll put a stop to this, at least make the retailers do more to protect consumers from this practice.
And what's going on with that? I can't even remember the name of it, where the net neutrality, what's ever happened with that?
There's no more neutral net, basically. It's all over. Sometimes you hear a rumbling of a lawmaker trying to fight back, or someone in California trying to do a state law to fight back. But the truth is, right now, the Verizons, the Comcasts, the internet providers do have the right to make deals to provide some services better or different than others to get their customers. So,
has anything changed since that went away? Because I know we were very scared about that.
I think every one of these groups are very slow to act. I think there has been some rumblings of things not being completely fair with charging different customers, but I haven't seen anything blatantly just evil looking, so to speak, you know, that would get people riled up, because the thing is, so many eyes were on it. No one like AT&T wanted to look necessarily very bad, but I think we all have to kind of not let our guard down and keep watching out slowly to see what changes over a couple months.
All right, and you had a good tech turkey for Thanksgiving?
Oh, well, one turkey, a good tech turkey. I mean, I had something that kind of is a turkey-ish thing. I mean, do you want a phone with 16 cameras?
No, what do you need 16 lenses for?
Okay, so right now there's something happening with phones to try to stand out. There was news that Samsung's Galaxy S10 might have six cameras, four on the back, two on the front, but LG just got a patent for a phone with 16 cameras. They kind of would be arranged in a 4x4 matrix on the back. This is all to just do different photo effects to stand out, because that's how desperate we are, Wendy, right now, to stand out with phones, because everything feels the same, nothing is interesting. But hey, if we can get some cool photo effects out of it to show our friends, maybe people will be
something.
Interested.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
I'm
well,
with
great.
You.
Well, thank you, Bridget. You can find her at CNET.com. She's a CNET senior editor, and she is Bridget Carey on this Tech Tuesday.
Say hi to your mom, Bridget.
Sounds dirty.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds like a slam.
Genuine. It's genuine.
All right, Bridget, thank you so much.
All right, take care, guys.
All right. She's never gonna call us back. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.